We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Dalet in the Shalem edition, page Reish Lamed Vav in the Mosader of Kuk edition. And the Ran had developed this idea that aside from the actions of the Torah, there is the spirit of the Torah, there is the connection to the mitzvos, which carries more weight than the mitzvah itself. Yes, we believe every Jew has to perform all 613 mitzvot, but we have to know that our intents and our thoughts as we perform the mitzvot, they impact the world greater than the mitzvah itself. We have to perform all 613, but we also have to recognize the importance of our thoughts and our connection to the mitzvah as we do it. It's not only about the actions, it's also about the person and where his personality is holding. And the Ran then went on to develop this in the opposite direction as well. The Ran said when it comes to a sin, it's not only the action of sin, one has to realize that one's thoughts affect the world no less, but rather more than one's actions. Of course we have to adhere to the commandments, but we also have to realize the weight of our thoughts. And he quoted from the Rambam, from Maimonides, where the Rambam said that we were given this amazing tool, the brain. And if we use that tool to rebel against our Creator, the thoughts that are rebellious, well, they are a tremendous sin and they shouldn't be underrated. And then the Ran continues and says, "Adayin yesh li dechadeshma." I still have a new point to point out here. "Ki mi she'oseh averot ve'eino oseh teshuva mehen." If a person sins and doesn't repent, "Eizo machshava ve'shoresh ra." There is this bitter root that has taken hold of his heart. A person has improper thoughts and an improper approach to life, and he doesn't do tshuva, so there's a problem. It has to be so that to a certain degree it takes root within him, because otherwise, why is he repeatedly going down that course, going down that route of sin? Think about what he just said. We like to think that the things that we do wrong was a one-time occurrence. And in truth, the Ran says, it's not so simple. The things we do wrong are rooted in our hearts. They're rooted in our personality. It's not just it happened. It's not the only time it happened. It consistently happens. We know that. Where does it come from? It comes from a fault in our character. And if I could expand on this, Ran, a little bit. Let's take a scenario. Imagine you're the first king of Israel. And you're going to war against a formidable enemy that could not be taken down for generations already. It's been decades that no one could stand up to this enemy. And you don't have too many weapons at your disposal. As a matter of fact, you only have two. Two weapons. Everyone else is coming to war with their plows, with their shears. They're going against a formidable enemy when all they have to their names are their razors, their shears, their plows. You have two weapons. You have people who are tremendously God-fearing because they're willing to go to war with you. And then the time comes and the enemy starts advancing. So you're a very big tzaddik. You're willing to put yourself in this situation. And the prophet had told you, don't go to war without my coming and us bringing the sacrifice together. And you see that your army is starting to scatter. The people say, hey, wait a second. You're our first king, right? You're supposed to lead us to battle. You're not leading us to battle. The enemy is advancing and we're not doing anything. So people are starting to talk, let's go home. Can you fault this king for taking steps forward to attack the enemy? He sees the people are scattering. He didn't stand a chance to begin with. So the prophet told him, wait until I come. And he didn't wait. And you all know we're talking about King Saul. But there was such pressure at that moment. The enemy is coming. It's not a game. He sees the Philistine forces advancing. He didn't stand a chance to begin with, but he was so faithful to God that he went out there, two weapons, that's all they had. He had a sword and his son had a sword. No one else had a sword in the people. No soldier had a sword. They were all coming with their clubs and shears, and with that they were going to fight this tremendous army of Philistine that no army in Israel had ever taken down. For decades no one had taken them down. And the people are saying, hey, we're going home. What's going on here? You're not doing anything. Can you really fault King Saul for caving under pressure at that pivotal moment? So I always thought that when we find in Tanakh that people were in moments of extreme pressure and they had a split second to make a decision and they erred, they were held accountable not really for that moment. They were held accountable for all of life up to that moment. Meaning, when tragedy strikes, when pressurized moments appear, what comes to play is the personality that we've been developing till that moment. That moment is just a realization of our personality, of who we are until that moment. So when we look at King Saul and we say, wait a second, what should you want from the man? Look at what pressure he was under. The answer is, the demand is, where were you all these years? What came to fruition was the personality you developed until that moment. Now the Ran is taking that thought in a slightly different vein. The Ran says, when we repeatedly do something wrong, we have to realize there's something at the core, something within our personality that needs to be changed. It's not just this that I'm doing wrong. There's a reason why I'm doing that wrong. There's a reason why I let myself say Lashon Hara day in and day out. There's a reason why I let myself daven and not have kavana day in and day out. There's a reason why I'm there on the borderline of Shabbos and I'm still taking a shave and taking a hot shower. There's a reason why I can't get myself out of bed in time for Shachris Shabbos morning. But there are reasons why we have these faults that happen every day or every week. Why? So you have to know there's a root that's much deeper than the action. And this is where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next week. So the idea that Ran had been developing is that just as thoughts in mitzvos can have more impact than the mitzvah itself, even though the mitzvah is incumbent, we have to realize the weight of the thought of the mitzvah. By the same token, thoughts of averos can carry more weights than the averos themselves. And now the Ran continues and says his own line of thought, and that is that if a person repeatedly does the same sin and doesn't do tshuva, we have to realize that there's a problem at the core. There's a reason why he keeps finding himself erring in this direction. And we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next week.